Were you pleased with the effort, James? It came out pretty hard.
Yeah, look, compared to last week, the effort, intensity and even enthusiasm was a lot better. That's the one thing we wanted to come over here and give a good effort, and I thought that we did. We tackled well, our pressure was good. In the first half of every quarter, we're doing well in the clearances and also in the contested football, but just seemed to drop away back half of quarters, and that first 3 minutes of the last quarter really hurt us.
Did you think that the weight of the ruck dominance maybe in the second half of the quarters told?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially the second half of the game, you know, Nat and we seemed to get on top, and you know, but we knew we had a struggle against us without a recognised ruckman, and you know, I thought at times Jake and Paddy probably got some chances to get off and get some ball, but yeah, in the end, it was 15-1. Sort of, it was just too far out of whack to really hope to compete in that area.
Do you think it was the right decision just to play Carlisle as your main ruck?
We didn't really have another option. I mean, the way Tommy was playing was wasn't really acceptable, so that was our option. And sometimes you don't have options, and you go with what you've got.
He'll get the message being dropped about what you need from him.
Well, McKernan kicked 5 today in the reserves, and Tommy kicked 4, so, and Jonathan Giles kicked 3, so, and definitely won the tap outs. Now it's a different story against Frankston in the VFL and is against Nat Nui, you know, over here at Subiaco. So we certainly hope that he gets the message. It's not the message, it's not about punishing a player, it's about getting a player back into form and working at a certain level till they're ready to come back and play.
Yeah. Okay. So turnovers hurt you today, and it wasn't always under pressure of being tackled. The turnovers came. But what can you do about that over the next couple of weeks? What can you turn that sort of?
We've just got to work. I mean, look, we're not playing great football. Everyone would sees the way we're playing, we accept we're not playing great football. The only way out of that is to work hard. You know, work hard on our skills, work hard under pressure. 11 games to go, the season's halfway through. We get a break for a week. The guys will get 4 or 5 days off, and then we'll get back into some hard work. And we've got to get better with the ball in our hands. 35 inside 50 is not going to win you any games of football. And if you don't win the clearances, it makes it very hard. All the contested football makes it very hard to score against a side like West Coast, who are so good at keeping the ball in their forward half, creating stoppages in their forward half, and that's the way they play, and they do it week in, week out, and win games of football doing it. So we had a plan and to get the ball into our forward half more, and I thought we did well early, but it sort of fell away at the back half of quarters.
You're not scoring when you're getting the ball in your forward half, either. Last week struggled from half, and today as well, first 5 and 1 goal and sort of thing. Is it forward setup or is it effort, forward line?
It's not the effort. I mean, the pressure in our forward line is terrific. It's a little bit about the way the ball's coming in. We've got a young forward line too. We've got a very young forward line, and you've got to remember that, you know, Joey Danaher really tried today. I thought his effort was terrific. He didn't take the one-on-one marks that he has been taking. But, I think it's about having a young forward line, developing that forward line. And I thought Sean Edwards was really good in our forward line today. I thought he gave us something, a bit of spark, and kicked a couple of goals. So there's a positive out of that.
What will the players do with their break, and do you think that'll help the group at all?
They'll do different things. They'll do what they'd like to do. It's an AFL PA sort of CBA break that every club has to give their players, and they'll go away and spend some time with their families, I imagine, get out of Melbourne and relax and get back into footy in 4 or 5 days' time.
Given what you've just said, does the break come at a good time for you?
Depends. It's certainly when you lose, you like to get back on the horse and work. But I think it's been a long sort of first half of the year, and it's been a long couple of years. So I think the players need a break. We'll come back and get back into work late next week and get ready for Hawthorn.
What do you want to see from the players in the final 11 games?
I want to see 11 wins.
Then very much a possibility.
You can smile, wasn't a great joke, but you know, sort of just trying to lighten the mood a little bit. What do I want to see? I want to see the same sort of effort and intensity. I want to see us get better at our ball movement. We've got Hocking and Myers pretty much ready to come back in the team the next week or two. Windelick, hopefully come back in the team soon. So I'll have some experience back there. And what happens when you put two big bodies like Myers and Hocking back in your team is that you can actually play an even-numbered forward line and score more. And a lot of the day today, we weren't able to play an even-numbered forward line because we wanted to make sure that West Coast didn't win the clearances easily with their ruck dominance. And that affects the way you score. So we like having even numbers ahead of the ball. But when you're getting beaten significantly in clearances, you've got to try and fix that up. So hopefully with those two players coming back in, we'll have more pressure around the ball and give our forward line a better opportunity.
Did you pick up any injuries today?
I don't think so, no. I mean, you never know, but right now, but it seems like, you know, Hurl's got a pretty heavy knock in the third quarter, but that's about it.
Chappie?
No, Chappie, look, Chappie's a player who's played a lot of football, and it's a big ground, and we thought that with Marty Gleeson sort of there and being able to run, that that would give us an opportunity, and I thought late in the third quarter it did help us. It obviously didn't help us for the whole game, but Chappie's fine.
Guys that you brought into the club like Cooney and Wilt as well, how do you think they've contributed over the first half of the season?
I thought Adam's first two games against Hawthorn and Sydney were outstanding. He hurt his hamstring obviously in the Carlton game, missed 4 weeks, and his first game back in Brisbane was good. Last two haven't been great, but I thought today was okay. So, you know, we'll give him a pass mark for that. I thought Guilty today was outstanding. You know, these last 2 weeks he's really defended well and given us a lot. So, I think they've done reasonably well. Would we like to be better? Yes. In James's case, I think he's only played maybe 4 games for the club, and, you know, obviously having Dustin there, he's had limited opportunities, but he's taken those and done reasonably well.
About coaching from the box today,
and
the decision to coach up there rather than the boundary, as you have
done
the last few weeks.
I was a bit scared of West Coast Eagles fans, to be honest. I didn't brave it down there. Look, we had. There's different ways to coach and different reasons to coach in different spots, and I've spoken about it a lot this week. And the fact that if you coach on the bench, you can talk to your players one on one. You can actually get your message across to them, and you can see how they're feeling. And I thought that was pretty important after sort of the Brisbane game, and after we'd lost a couple of games. Today was more about, you know, really sitting up in the box, you see more, reading the game, understanding what we need to do. So there's different reasons for both, and we'll continue to mix it up. We've got a very senior coaching panel behind me. Guy, I think there's 3 senior coaches behind me. So sometimes it's great to be the strategist and be looking at the game, but also you can have great strategy, but if your players aren't receiving that message, then it doesn't mean much either. So I think there's a room for both.